now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We've got the excitement here that we look for.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It is the toll-free number to hang out with me here on the attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know many of you do, at JoeSpano56 is the way to get involved. And we have a big 2 hours on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack as I take you solo today to close out the week as Bob Black is off. And we'll set the table on the other side and dive into all those things on the other side of the break. But as we do at the top of each and every hour here on the Spano and Black Attack, I'm going to lay out the number of different ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices. And it starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. That's sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. They're separated by genre. Check all that more out at sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and probably a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they PC, be they Android, or just go to iHeartRadio.com. Wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, as well as a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Very much the same thing for TuneIn Radio. There's a wealth of on-demand content. There's app versatility. There's a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. All that on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And, of course, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out the Spano and Black Attack each and every day, along with all the other great programming on Sports Byline. On the other side, open phone lines, 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. And on the other side, we'll set the table and start knocking things down for Big Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Well, we already have our act together here as we tip off this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsBylineUSA. We've got a big 2 hours on tap for you here on the Spano and Black Attack. We're going to start with the unseemly scandal at Baylor. That's where we're going to begin this show. We're going to dive into that unseemly scandal involving the Baylor University football program, and we'll dive into exactly what happened. We'll get into the fallout. I'll give you my takeaways, and then from there, we'll roll out of the ugly underbelly and unseemly side of sports and dive out of the college football and the Baylor University football scandal. And then we'll roll into the NBA, and that's where we'll take you the rest of the show. As we have a Game 5 in the Western Conference Finals that we need to recap, we'll have a Game 6 Eastern Conference Finals to preview. And then at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 Eastern time to take us home for the week before we take leave of you for the Memorial Day weekend, Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune will join us. We'll talk all things Chicago Bulls, specifically whether Joakim Noah is staying or going in Chicago. See, it was interesting. I was reading some articles out of the Chicago newspapers, and Casey Johnson's from the Chicago Tribune, and he wrote an article that talks about Joakim Noah being open to staying in Chicago. Then I read an article in the Chicago Sun-Times that was also on CBSSports.com that said he's leaving Chicago. So my question is, where does Joakim Noah actually stand? And then we'll dive into this past season, its disappointment, what they're going to do with the roster in the offseason, and a whole lot more. That's at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time. And again, that's Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune. But I guess the place to start is with the unseemly and ugly mess down in Waco, Texas, the Baylor University football scandal that results in the effective termination of Art Briles, the reassignment of Baylor University president Ken Starr, and a host of changes around the athletic department and university administration. And it was due to an air of noncompliance, non-accountability, and really just a football program that operated independent of university rules, the rules of decency, and it put winning above all else. Well, let's really get into what exactly happened and I'll kind of lay out everything that happened if you haven't been on top of this story, along the way espousing my opinion on what should happen. And then as we move along in the hour, I'll really get deeper into what I think should happen here and what the fallout will probably be going forward. But it starts with Art Briles. Art Briles will be terminated as the head football coach of the Baylor Bears. The reason I called it an effective termination, he's been suspended with the intention to terminate. It's procedural. It's a contract issue that necessitates the university acting in this manner. So in essence, he's been suspended at this point, and the intention is to terminate Art Briles, but he's out at Baylor. Ken Starr, the president of Baylor University, the man in charge of the university whose negligence with all this in plain view, he's no longer the president. But instead of being fired the way Art Briles was, and probably the way he should be, actually, there's no question in my mind, the way he should be, he gets reassigned. And he's reassigned to a position of chancellor, and he's also going to continue to be a professor at the law school. You want to talk about ridiculous? This is ridiculous. This chancellor position that he's been reassigned to is one that's about development of young people and about the pursuit of religious liberty. As people may not realize, Baylor is a Christian university. You certainly couldn't tell by how their football team was acting and how people around that football program were acting. But that said, I find that ridiculous. You are the man in charge. You're the same man whose voracious investigation into the sexual exploits of Bill Clinton led to his impeachment. Yet behavior far more vile, because some of it was not consensual, was going on right under your nose with your football program at Baylor. Yet you were completely unaware of it, allegedly, and you were completely negligent in acting upon it. Yet you get to keep a job and a prominent role within the university. You want to talk about ridiculous. So he's been reassigned. Art Briles, rightfully so, has to fall on the sword. He's fired. Because he was the man as the head coach who was the leader of this culture in Waco. Football players being above the law, above the rules. I understand that football, sometimes you're recruiting less than model citizens. But if you could block, tackle, run, jump, throw a football, he'd recruit you whether you were basically a decent moral human being or not. No matter what was on your criminal record, no matter what could be expected of you in a classroom, it was about winning games. So justifiably so, Art Briles out. Ken Starr should be out. He's not. He's been reassigned to the role of chancellor. And you want to talk about a laugh. This guy is going to be involved in the molding and sculpting of young minds. A man who, under his watch as president of a university, young women were sexually assaulted. Other members of the student body were physically assaulted by the football team. So he promoted an atmosphere where women weren't safe and couldn't be comfortable and couldn't protect themselves. Other male students weren't safe. So under his watch, this air and atmosphere of lack of safety was allowed to rule the day. Yet we're going to move him into a role where he in some ways is going to be a mentor to young people and help them develop. That's laughable. And then you have Ian McCaw, the athletic director, the direct superior of Art Briles. Well, he's been sanctioned and placed on probation for lack of accountability within the football program. But yet he keeps his job as well. I understand. I feel no sympathy for Art Briles. I couldn't think of anybody more deserving to be fired than Art Briles. But the realities are that Art Briles should not be alone. And in some ways, he's been made to fall on his sword. And others like Ken Starr and like Ian McCaw are basically coming out comparatively unscathed. And I don't think that's fair at all. Again, Art Briles needs to be gone, and his firing is the right thing. But I guess what bugs me is that he's not alone. I think Ian McCaw should be gone. I think Ken Starr should be gone. There's a whole bunch of unnamed athletic staffers and administrators. They've also been fired. See, they get fired. They don't get reassigned. For the short term, Phil Bennett will be the interim head coach. Kendall Briles, the offensive coordinator, is also going to remain on the staff in the short term. On the other side, now that I've told you the principles and given you some idea what's gone on the other side, I'll get into some of the details from the Pepper Hamilton report that Baylor commissioned and just show you how disgusting things were in Baylor, at Baylor. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we continue here with the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA, will get you involved. Now, we've been talking thus far about the just unseemly scandal surrounding the Baylor football program. And in our last segment, I talked about the major players in the program and what happened to them. Art Briles, justifiably so, fired. Ken Starr, the president of the university, gets lucky and he's reassigned to a role as chancellor, which I still find distasteful. And I think it certainly sends the wrong message about what's important at Baylor. Ian McCaw, the athletic director, sanctioned and placed on probation for a lack of accountability by the football program. Again, sends the wrong message. Here's Art Briles' direct superior and one of the key figures in allowing this culture of entitlement, this culture of noncompliance, this culture of indifference and entitlement to reign supreme in a desire to win football games and make money and win these football games and generate this revenue with this football program at all costs. Because what was being allowed to transpire at Baylor University was disgusting. It was disgusting, and it was distasteful, and it was vile, and it was gross. And everybody involved should be fired. Art Briles gets fired. A bunch of unnamed administrators and staffers, they get fired. Somehow Ian McCaw and Ken Starr retain employment with the university. And to me, that's amazing. And you want to talk about something that sends the absolute wrong message. Because if you're not sure of the depth of this scandal and just how disgusting what was allowed to happen was, I'm going to go over some of the more severe findings in this Pepper Hamilton report. Now, understand, this was a report commissioned and paid for by the Baylor Bears. So a lot of times, those reports are a little lenient as it relates to those paying for the reports and as it relates to its findings. So with that in mind, let's just hear exactly how vile and disgusting what was taking place and what was allowed to happen and what was encouraged and facilitated by Art Briles, his coaching staff, and the football administration at Baylor University, and what the administration and the president of this university was complicit in allowing to happen. Here's amongst the most severe findings. Athletics and football personnel failing to report sexual violence to appropriate parties. In certain instances, football coaches or staff met directly with a complainant and or a parent of a complainant and did not report the misconduct. Because if we reported them, then they might not be eligible to play and we wouldn't win games. Football coaches and staff members were taking improper steps, precluding the university from fulfilling legal obligations. In other words, they were sweeping this stuff under the rug. Again, when the football program dismissed players for unspecified violations, they assisted in transferring those players to other programs, thus taking the problem after it was too big for Baylor and sending it someplace else where it could be a problem for another set of victims. So they didn't care about the safety of these women. They didn't care about common decency. They didn't care about morality. They didn't care about safety. All they cared about was winning football games and protecting their phony baloney jobs and covering their asses. Because it gets even worse. Members of the football coaching staff, and that's members. It's not just Art Briles. Art Briles falls on the sword here, and rightfully so. He's the leader of that football coaching staff. But his direct superiors, first, Ian McCaw, he's the athletic director. When you're in charge of something and your underlings do things like this, well, head's got a role. He needs to be cleaned out too. As they always say, a fish stinks from the head down. Well, he's near the head of the fish, and the ultimate head of the fish is Ken Starr. You're the president of the university. You were so voracious in investigating Bill Clinton and his sexual exploits, yet much more unseemly stuff was going on right under your nose, and because you were winning football games and you got a $233 million stadium built, you were completely indifferent to it all, and yet you retain employment and a six-figure income with the university. And even worse than that, you're going to be installed as the chancellor and in some way a mentor to young people. I wouldn't want you mentoring me because you're a piece of friggin' garbage. That said, let's get to some more of these more distasteful findings, and you'll understand why I'm so upset. Members of the football coaching staff took steps to maintain internal control over disciplinary measures to actively divert cases from the student conduct or criminal processes. The football program operated on its own internal system of discipline, which was fundamentally inconsistent for Title IX implementation. And finally, Baylor did not do its due diligence when it came to transfers. And we talked about findings a couple of the most severe findings. The fact finding states Baylor did not adhere to consistent protocol regarding transfers, and importantly, Baylor did not consistently follow previously implemented processes regarding criminal background checks, requests for records, or any prior college disciplinary actions and character references screening forms. Long and short of it is, if you were so vile and your behavior was so vile, we couldn't keep you at Baylor and we couldn't hide it, we transferred you someplace else and helped you get a fresh start, not warning the new administration and the new college that you were going to of just how horrible a human being and how dangerous you were. And in turn, when we took in transfers, because they could run, catch, jump, throw, do, tackle, block, whatever, we didn't vet them out, and we didn't know what we were getting other than a football player. We may have been somebody who added absolutely nothing to our culture and, for that matter, was a clear and present danger to those around them. Yet it didn't matter because we were getting a football player. That's the long and short of all of this right here, is when you see these severe findings, the bottom line is there's indifference to rules. There's a culture of entitlement, indifference. The rules don't apply to us, and we do as we wish. And they were even able to get the police department in Waco to be complicit in their behavior and cooperate and sweep things under the rug. I mean, that's amazing. I mean, how do you get a police department to be complicit in these things? The police department, which is there to protect and serve the public, maintain their safety, maintain law and order. And because the Baylor Bears football team wins a lot of football games, provides great entertainment for those in Waco, and provides a lot of money for the city and the university, we're going to sweep sexual assault allegations under the rug? That's sickening. It's disgusting. It was an institutional-wide problem at Baylor, and it even extended out into their police force within the city of Waco, which is even more distasteful. It's one thing when a head football coach and other football coaches and an administration of a university cover up things this heinous. But now law enforcement, where their entire job is to protect and serve the public and make sure they're safe, they're complicit in these actions as well. Just disgusting. And I hope going forward as this, as the fallout from this situation at Baylor continues, I certainly hope there's an investigation into that police department. And I hope heads roll there. Because if those are the police officers entrusted to serve me and protect me, I wouldn't feel very safe. It's just a vile, vile situation. They violated Title IX statutes. They violated, they made sure that people were violated. That's what's so terrible about this. People couldn't be safe. Women were in danger. And when it was brought to the attention of the university, they made light of it and they swept it under the rug so that the offending party would be eligible to play football. On the other side, we're going to talk about what's really important at Baylor. Is it doing the right thing? Is it morality? Or is it winning football games? That's next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Is that beautiful or what?
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, like I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And be sure to follow us on at Sports Byline USA on Twitter. We'll give you all the latest programming updates and the 411 on what's coming up next on the network, especially letting you know what's coming up on our weekday daily two-hour block that starts at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, and that's Best of Byline. Two-hour block where you get a second chance to catch anything you missed from earlier in the day on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Again, 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific time, it is the Best of Byline. Gives you a chance to catch anything you missed from earlier in the day right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, as we're going out the door for the last segment, I posed a question. What's really important at Baylor? Is it this good Christian university that cares about morality, that cares about faith, that wants to do the right thing in the wake of an incredibly ugly scandal? No, they're about winning football games. Because if doing the right thing was really important here, not only would Art Briles be gone, along with a bunch of other unnamed administrators and staffers, Ian McCall would be gone, and Ken Starr would no longer be a part of the university. But Art Briles has to go because he's the face of the football program, and this football program acted heinously, so there's no choice there. Do you think in their heart of hearts they wanted to fire Art Briles? Hell no. He wins football games. And trust me, this good Christian school, there's not all that much morality at this good Christian school. Don't kid yourself for 1 minute. There's very little morality at this good Christian school. Because if there was, when allegations of sexual assault were brought to the attention of not only staffers within the football program, the head coach, other coaches, the administration, the athletic administration, but the administration that runs the entire damn school. There were sexual assault allegations brought to them as well and brought to offices outside of the football administration, and they paid no mind to a lot of them. They sent people for counseling. They didn't bring in the student in question who may have perpetrated the heinous acts. They didn't pursue criminal prosecution. So not only within the football program, but at the university as a whole, there was to some degree an air of lawlessness and an air of acceptance of sexual assault against women. And that is very, very distasteful. There was also other types of assaults specific to the football program. These guys were walking around like they owned this place, and they bullied other people around, and they weren't afraid to smack people around and get physical with them and injure people and endanger their safety. And again, all of this was largely ignored, swept under the rug. Concerted efforts to divert proper channels and concerted efforts to avoid doing the right thing and avoid a lot of these transgressions coming under scrutiny from not only football coaches, athletic administration, but on some level, the administration of the school as a whole. Because it was all about keeping guys eligible, having the football program look squeaky clean, winning football games, and making money. So the realities are, Title IX wasn't important. Morality certainly wasn't important. The safety and well-being of others wasn't important. And for that matter, common decency wasn't what was important. What was important was winning football games. Not even developing these football players as decent human beings. Art Briles didn't care if they came out of that program and they were animals, as long as they won football games. And again, like I said, if they really wanted to change the culture here, Ken Starr would no longer be a part of the university. AD Ian McCall would have been fired. But he was the key fundraiser, and under his watch, well, they built a $266 million stadium, and Art Briles went 50-15, and Baylor football became relevant again. So that's most important, because if it wasn't, in addition, Art Briles, all those other parties would be gone. But the culture at Baylor is not about morality and decency and good Christian values. It's about win at all costs. It's a culture of entitlement and indifference. And if you are a great football player, the rules do not apply to you. Because we even have enough influence with the police department to make sure that the rules don't apply to you. Absolutely disgusting and sickening. And the fact that people like Ken Starr and Art Briles and Ian McCaw are entrusted in any way with the administration within a university structure where we're molding and sculpting young minds and where we're having a huge impact on young lives is utterly distasteful. And I guess maybe to kind of bring this full circle, maybe the most distasteful part of this whole thing is that in all reality, it's less than 13 years after that Baylor basketball scandal under the watch of head coach Dave Bliss that ended up in the murder of a basketball player. Less than 13 years later, a scandal of this magnitude happens again in Waco, Texas. That shows me you win football games, you win basketball games, you generate money for this university, and you make for fun and entertaining sporting events, and you make us relevant on a football field or on a basketball court. The rules do not apply to you. That's the message that we're sending. That's what they should preach on Sundays on campus at church in Waco at this good Christian university. That's what they should get up there and talk about on the pulpit, because that's what they really believe. And again, you know, these guys, they become so arrogant and they feel invincible. Like I said, it's that same invincibility feeling that often drives the success of great athletes. Well, you get these coaches and these administrators that feel very much the same way. They don't realize, they don't think they're ever going to get caught. They think they're made out of Teflon. And they think despite these violations of these rules, and even as everything's crumbling down around them, they say, nothing's going to happen to me. And you could hear that in some comments from Art Briles last week when at a press conference, he was asked about the investigation that was taking place, and he talked about the investigation being a good thing, which I find amazing when you consider he had to know what they were going to find out. But these guys, they get so delusional and they're so power hungry and they just don't think anything will happen to them. They think they're Superman, just like those players they coach. I mean, take a listen to this. After hearing these findings, if you're at a press conference and somebody asks you about this investigation, could you possibly say this with a straight face?
Oh, you know, not really. I mean, I think it's good. I honestly haven't read the report or anything along those lines, so I know Ian's back here at the back. He certainly is a lot more involved in that than I am. I'm trying to get ready to be SMQ, but that hasn't honestly crossed my mind.
How is that possible that after this investigation was launched and, for that matter, concluded, and that's actually from earlier this week, how could you stand there and say, I think the investigation's good. I'm getting ready to beat SMU. That's what we're working on. I mean, I find that hard to believe. You want to talk about a major case of denial. And I think everybody there in Waco is in denial. I think they still are on some level. The findings are shocking. But the realities are, you really don't want to clean up this culture. You just want to continue to win at sports. Because if you really wanted to clean up the culture, and it was about changing what's going on there, and it was about common decency, and it was about morality, and it was about protecting these young men and women who have been violated by this football team and this culture that's been allowed to permeate Baylor University, well, Ian McCall would not still be the athletic director, and Ken Starr would have no role within this university. Yet they retain their jobs, and Baylor does the bare minimum that it feels it has to do based on the court of public opinion. And that maybe to me is most distasteful of all. The fact that they learn nothing from this, and the realities are in their mind, they're like, oh, we got caught. We need to do something about this. Art Briles is going to have to fall on his sword. Other guys are going to stay. But this is what we're going to do. It's distasteful. It's disgusting. And maybe to kind of wrap this up, maybe the most distasteful thing of all about this is the realization that 13 years ago, a scandal of even greater proportions happened on this very same campus within this athletic department. In this case, it was the men's basketball program under the stewardship of Dave Bliss and AD Tom Stanton. Well, less than 13 years later, you've allowed this to happen again, which only leads me to believe one thing. You don't really care about morality. You don't really care about decency. All you care about is winning games, making money, and having something fun to watch. For something to reach out this far that it actually involved the criminal justice system and the police department, again, that's also extremely distasteful and extremely sickening. You know, the idea that this football program and this athletic department would go to those lengths to involve the police department and say, we need some preferential treatment here. We need to keep these guys eligible. We need to keep this out of the news so that nobody finds out, so we can cover our rear ends and keep our jobs. On the other side, I'll tie a bow around hour one, and we'll wrap up our talk on this Baylor football scandal for the day here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You can weigh in on it at 800-878-PLAYER on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. We'll tie a bow around hour one right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
The hell with it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around hour number one. And really, these hours sometimes are tough to do because they're the other side of sports. And really, we spent an hour on a very, very distasteful story. But it's a story that needed our attention. And again, I hope the good people, and I say that in quotes, at Baylor University learned something. But I got a funny feeling they didn't. The fact that Ian McCaw and Ken Starr are still with this university tells me all I need to know about what they did or didn't learn and what they really value at this Christian university. And it's certainly not morality, the safety and well-being of others, or for that matter, common decency. What they value is winning football games. And they want to do everything they can while getting out from under this ugly situation to ensure that at Baylor University, they continue to win football games. So don't be shocked if a number of years down the road, something as distasteful as this happens again. Because as I mentioned, it was only 13 years ago when something even more distasteful than this happened involving their basketball program. On that note, we tie a bow around hour number one. I don't know if the NCAA will get involved, and I don't know that they should, because I think what happened here is much bigger than football games. But the lawsuits are coming because they violated Title IX and the Clery Act, and I hope it costs this university a lot of money. Maybe that'll send them the message that they can understand. But we're going to get ready to step aside for the news right now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And then I'm going to come back at you with a more upbeat hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, where we talk about stuff that happened on the football, on the field, or on the court. And it's going to be all about basketball. But now you stay here for the news, and then I'll be back at you with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
You
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
President Obama making no apology for the terrible force unleashed when the U.S. drops an atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Obama laying a wreath at the memorial in the Japanese city where the world's first atomic weapon was used. He's the first sitting president to visit Hiroshima. In remarks at the memorial, Obama saying, "We remember all the innocents killed in the arc of that terrible war." Hillary Clinton says she's eager to go head-to-head with Donald Trump.
I'm telling you, I am so looking forward to debating Donald Trump.
She was speaking in San Jose, noting that the president said world leaders were rattled by Trump, and he says that's a good thing.
Many of the countries in our world, a beautiful world, have been absolutely abusing us and taking advantage of us. So if they're rattled in a friendly way, we're going to have great relationships with these countries.
Trump with that remark in Bismarck, North Dakota. This is USA Radio News.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
Cleanup is underway today in the central United States after wild weather pounds the plains and the Midwest. Tornadoes touching down in Kansas and Texas yesterday, a flash flood trapping about 19 people in a cave in Kentucky, drenching rain setting off flash flooding in parts of southeastern Texas. Donald Trump is pleased about estimates showing him surpassing the number of delegates he needs to secure the Republican presidential nomination.
The folks behind me got us right over the top from North Dakota, so North Dakota made a big statement, and I just really appreciate it.
At a news conference in North Dakota, Trump thanking previously uncommitted delegates who put him over the number he needs to clinch it. Millions of people will be on U.S. highways this Memorial Day weekend. AAA saying over 38 million Americans will celebrate the unofficial start to summer by getting out of town. That's the second highest amount ever. Of these Americans, AAA expects about 34 million will travel by road. The high number of travelers is because of low gas prices. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
A lawsuit being filed against a former Secretary of State. USA Radio's Jules McKinney with more.
The conservative group Judicial Watch is suing Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email account as Secretary of State. And a federal judge on Thursday granted a request from former Clinton Chief of Staff Cheryl Mills to seal all the video depositions in the case. She says they could be used for partisan political purposes. The judge agreed. However, he did rule that transcripts of the depositions could be made public. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
The CEO of McDonald's says the fast food giant would not turn to robots if it had to pay workers $15 an hour. That's what Steve Easterbrook told shareholders at the company's annual meeting yesterday. He said he doesn't see higher pay leading to fewer workers. Chicago's new top cop finding himself at odds with the Independent Police Review Authority over what to do with a former commander who has a long history of complaints.
Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson told the audience at a Thursday police awards ceremony that he backs cops who honored the badge.
Do the job correctly, professionally. You will always have my support. That's a promise.
Bud Johnson does not agree with IPRA that former Commander Glenn Evans should be fired for roughing up a woman who refused to be fingerprinted. The woman is suing Evans over the incident, just one of 50 misconduct complaints that Evans has amassed over his career. Johnson used to be Evans' direct boss, and he says the latest case isn't what it seems. He prefers a discipline that's less harsh.
That's David Stewart reporting, and this is USA Radio News.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to hour two of a Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Joe Spano. Bob Black off today, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the fray, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll free. So come and hang out with me here on this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. If you're more a Twitter man and more into Twitter, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA, keep it to 140 characters or less, and I'll be happy to talk to you on Twitter. Big hour two out in front of us. I'll set the table for it on the other side. But what we're going to do is what we always do. At the top of each hour here on the Spano and Black Attack, we let you know about the myriad of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your favorite devices. And it all starts with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen. And also, on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that more on sportsbyline.com. There's iHeartRadio, great app. You can download it to any device you can think of, and perhaps a few you can't. Be they Apple, be they Android, be they PC. Or simply go to iHeartRadio.com. There's a wealth of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and there's also a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on iHeartRadio. Same deal for TuneIn Radio, also a great app. Lots of versatility, Apple, Android, PC, or go to TuneIn.com. Wealth of on-demand content and a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel on TuneIn Radio. There's Stitcher.com, the new face of radio. And perhaps most importantly, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, I'll set the table for hour two of this Friday edition of The Attack and start knocking things down. That's next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
With OnStar, you don't need to drive the newest model car to have the latest in connectivity. If you're not connected, now get select OnStar services free for 3 years with no strings attached. You'll get a mobile app that lets you start your car or unlock your doors from your phone and monthly diagnostic email reports. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 years of free mobile app and diagnostic services. Emergency and security services are not included. Eligible on select 2011 and newer vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details, coverage map, and system limitations.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach?
life-proof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including life-proof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad. U.S. only.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Calling all motorheads. It's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Hey, turn that off. Will you turn that thing off?
What's eating you now?
Yeah, what's eating you? That music, it stinks.
Oh, you don't like it, huh?
No, turn it off.
Now, wait a minute, pal. That was my nickel, see? This is a free country. And I play whatever I want to.
Sure, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it. And you can leave here anytime you want it.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Turn off that music, Robert. Turn off that music. I don't like it. Turn it off. Turn it off. Thank you, Robert. These cutting-edge rejoiners that we make here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And we're back with the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 800-878-PLAY. If you want to chime in, that number to weigh in again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. Let's quickly set the table for hour number two, and then we'll start knocking things down. Well, first two segments are going to be focused on the NBA playoffs, most of the time on Western Conference Finals Game 5, and then a quick peek ahead to Eastern Conference Finals Game 6, which takes place tonight, 8:30 Eastern Time in Toronto. And then to take us home at 40 after this hour, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time, Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune joins us. He wrote a great article on Joakim Noah being open to staying in Chicago. And then 5 minutes later, I read an article in the Chicago Sun-Times that says he's as good as gone. So we'll get to the bottom of all of that, take a look at the Bulls' offseason, and also take a look at the coaching change they made just 1 year ago and get Casey's thoughts on how that's worked out so far and how it may work out going forward. So a big segment at 40 after hour number two, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time, with the focus on the Chicago Bulls and the latest coming out of their offseason. But the place to go is the Oracle in Oakland, California, as the Golden State Warriors stave off elimination with their 121-11 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. Here's where I'll give the Warriors credit. They refused to lose. I'm convinced they just don't have their A game and won't be able to find it for however long their postseason run goes. They played the very best that they could. They came out determined. They played hard. They played spirited.
And they did refuse to lose with their backs against the wall. They're not going to go out easy. They're going out. I hate to break it to all Golden State Warriors fans, and I'm sorry, Robert, but they're going out. And their 73-win season will ultimately be a footnote in NBA history. But they weren't going out last night. And it was without their A game, because I'm really firmly convinced with Steph Curry at something less than 100%, Andrew Bogut for one night stepping up in a major way, but most of the way he's been less than 100%. I just don't know that they have that A game like they had in the regular season, and if they can get to that point. But for one night, gutty, gritty, refusing to lose, a will to win. What worries me, if I'm Golden State, is we brought everything that we have, that we have nothing left to offer from an effort, from an intensity, from just an everything standpoint. This was, you know, laying it on the line against the team in Oklahoma City. Yeah, they wanted to dispatch the Warriors, but in many ways playing with house money, who didn't play particularly well. I mean, don't get me wrong. OKC fought hard and wanted to dispatch the Warriors and get this done and take advantage and get that rest. But here was the realities. This was a Warriors team fighting for their very lives and their existence, trying to stave off elimination in their own building against a team who had a cushion in this postseason. And the Warriors gave it everything they had. They played what's probably the closest that they can play to their A game at this point in this postseason, and had so much go right. Yet OKC was still around until the end. So if I'm the Warriors, I'm really worried here. Because when you go inside the numbers and you look, OKC didn't win a lot of the statistical matchups and they didn't win in a lot of places they need to win in order to have success. Yet they hung around this entire game, and actually in the middle of the third quarter took a 68-67 lead. I mean, it was that close. You know, you needed a big run by the Warriors in the fourth quarter in order to kind of put this one away. This one was in doubt until the final minutes. Yet OKC didn't play well, and they didn't win a lot of the matchups that they need to win and a lot of the battles that they need to win statistically. They got outshot 47% to 42%. Golden State got to the line 34 times, while OKC only got to the line 24 times. Yes, the battle of the boards was dead even. OKC with only two more offensive rebounds. They lost the battle of blocks. Golden State had seven blocks, OKC with only two. OKC lost the battle of turnovers. They lost the battle of assists. They really didn't win very many of the statistical matchups. And they didn't win the key battles that they need to win. Yet they hung around. So if they play a little bit better and Golden State can't play up to this level, Golden State's going to lose. And, you know, when you go and look at this game and you look for reasons why the Golden State Warriors won, there are several, not the least of which is Steph Curry's 31-point night. And he was as close to MVP Steph Curry as he can get. 31.7 rebounds, 6 assists, 9 of 20 from the field, 3 for 8 from deep. Hit all 10 of his free throws, 5 steals, and they were huge. Not the least of which was the steal on Kevin Durant in the waning minutes of the game that really kind of locked this thing up. I mean, and OKC didn't go away easy. You know, even in the remaining, even with 30 seconds left, it was still a 6-point game. Nothing was easy here for the Warriors. That's my big takeaway. You know, Thompson was solid, 8 for 21, 2 for 9 from deep, 9 for 10 from the line, 27 points. Draymond Green comes back from the dead. Andre Iguodala, big contribution off the bench. Maurice Sprates, 14 points in just 9 minutes. So a lot of the role players, in addition to the stars, you know, giving big efforts for the Golden State Warriors, not the least of which was Andrew Bogut. 15 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 7 for 9 from the field, 1 for 2 from the line, 2 big blocks, 2 big steals. He was a key on defense and a key on offense as Golden State went big. Because here's what Golden State's also realized. They can't go small. You know, their identity has been to go small with that death lineup against OKC. Well, Billy Donovan figured out how to take advantage of that. And now it was Golden State that counters and goes big. And they find success with that thanks to Andrew Bogut for once not getting into foul trouble, feeling good for one night, and being extremely productive on the floor. On the other side, we'll explore this game further, get into a preview Game 6 Eastern Conference Finals. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano, no flipping.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to weigh in, that's 1-800-878-7529, the toll-free number to join us here on the Attack. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, at Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. We've been talking the Warriors staving off elimination with their 121-11 victory over the Thunder in Game 5 of the Western Conference Finals. And, you know, as I said, not to throw cold water all over the Warriors, but this wasn't vintage OKC last night. And yet they were in it till the end. You know, Steph looked as good as he can look. I don't think he's his very best, and he's his MVP self. But again, 31, 7, 6, 5 steals, 5 turnovers, and that steal off of Kevin Durant, the final 90 seconds, really sealed it. Again, you know, OKC didn't go away easy. And despite not playing great, they actually take the lead in this one in the third quarter at 68-67, with about 5 minutes left. And really at that point, I actually thought once they got over the top and got the lead for the first time after chasing Golden State all night long, despite the fact that they really weren't playing well, I thought they were going to win the game. So this is where I give the Warriors a lot of credit. They managed to win a must-win game and stave off elimination, and that's the mark of champions, that fight, that battle, that one more day. Just that in watching it, so much went right for Golden State and so much went wrong for OKC that when I watch the game, despite the win, I don't like the Warriors' chances to win anymore. When you look, it was really a two-player show for the Thunder. Durant and Westbrook. They got no contributions from their role players. Durant with 40 on 31 shots. So he was good, but he wasn't efficient. Westbrook, 31 points on 28 shots and 7 turnovers. Good, but far from efficient. But then you look at everybody else. Steven Adams, 8 points. Andre Roberson, 6 points. Deion Waiters, no points in 27 minutes. You know, the only role player who really had a major contribution is Anthony Morrow. As opposed to Golden State, we talked about it. Andrew Bogut comes to life. Andre Iguodala, big on both ends of the floor. Offensively, defensively, chips in with 8 assists. Maurice Sprates and his 14 points in just 9 minutes. So when you look at it, so much went right for the Warriors. And yet, the game was in doubt almost all the way through. So much went wrong for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And yet, they were in this one right up until the bitter end. So that, to me, doesn't bode well for them in Game 6. But we've talked a lot about the fight of this Warriors team and how they didn't show any quit. And in the post-game press conference, Steve Kerr alluded to that. And I think he had some very interesting things to say about the desire of this team and, in some ways, what is the mark of a champion.
For sure, for sure. We've had so much fun the last 2 years. Obviously, winning the title, that's as good as it gets if you play in the NBA. So our guys have have had a spectacular run here in the last 2 years. They've loved every second of it. They don't want it to end. And no matter how you look at it, if you're not the last team standing, it's tough. You know, it's a disappointing way to go out. And so we want to hang in there. We want to win the next two and get back to the finals. And we know how difficult it's going to be, but we'll give it a great shot.
You know, and I think that says it all about the effort they brought. So I'm not here to throw cold water all over their great Game 5 effort. But they needed so much to go right and for them and so much to go wrong for OKC to hang on and survive. So I credit them for their stick-to-itiveness. I credit them for their determination. But the realities are so much went right on their side, and so little went right on the Thunder side. And now Billy Donovan's going to have an off day to make some adjustments. This one goes back to OKC, and I think they close him out right there in Oklahoma City. And I guess for a number of reasons, not the least of which is, can Golden State get all those contributions from those role players once again? And I'm hard-pressed to think they can. You know, Andrew Bogut's been invisible this series, in part due to injury, in part due to foul trouble. All of a sudden, he comes to life. And I have a funny feeling, while Steve Kerr's found something with his bigger lineup, after OKC found something with their smaller lineup, I think it's going to be interesting, the chess match that goes on. Billy Donovan will go back to the drawing board, and I'm sure he'll say, if you want to go big, well, we're better at it than you are. We have more of them, and our bigs are better than your bigs. So if you want to go big, guess what we're going to do? We're going to go big, and we're going to do it better than you are. So I'm intrigued to see what the game of human chess will bring on Saturday night. But I do have a funny feeling that a lot more will go right for OKC in Game 6 than did in Game 5, and I'm hard-pressed to believe that as many things will go right for the Golden State Warriors in Game 6 as did in Game 5. And as a result, I'm a big believer, and my belief is strong, that the Oklahoma City Thunder will win Game 6 and advance to the NBA Finals. And I'm a big believer, and I have a strong, strong feeling that their opponent's going to be the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Cavaliers are going to take care of their business tonight in Toronto against the Raptors. And I know this series has been dominated by home teams. It's been one of these series where who's ever at home wins the games. Home serve has been protected, and home court has been protected in each and every game. Not only in this series, but when these two teams lock up in a regular season, it's been very much the same thing. Well, I think that changes here. I think this is where you see, and people are often critical of LeBron. They say he's too deferential. They say at times he doesn't take big shots. I think this is where you're going to see LeBron take over. But LeBron's going to take over LeBron style. And it's not going to be that hero ball that we see so many stars play. I'm not saying LeBron's going to run away from shots, because he'll do anything but run away from shots. That's not LeBron James's style, to run away from shots. But I think you're going to see in the early going, you're going to see LeBron, a lot of dribble penetration. He's going to break that defense down, get in that lane. And you're going to see a lot of drive and kick. And you're going to see him hit a bunch of open guys, whether it be Kyrie Irving, Kevin Love, or any of the other role players, the J.R. Smiths, the Channing Frys, whoever they are. And if their shots are going early, they'll get out and run away and hide. If they're struggling early with their shot, and these guys are not finding other ways to score the basketball, well, here's where you'll see LeBron take over and exert his will on the offensive end, beating people up inside and with their physicality.
with his physicality and scoring high percentage baskets. And then perhaps as the game unfolds, you give these guys a chance as the defense comes crashing towards you more and more as you're beating them on the interior. You get the ball out and see if these guys can find their stroke. They'll get every chance to. If they don't, what'll happen is LeBron will just take over and he will play some hero ball. But he'll give his guys every chance to have a huge impact. And I think it starts early with LeBron facilitating the offense of others via getting into the lane, driving the basketball, running a lot of the things that they've been running. And those guys are going to space the floor, stand on the perimeter, try and hit those open looks, maybe Kyrie Irving driving to the cup. If those guys get off to a good start, you'll see more of the same of that from LeBron. If not, as the game starts to unfold, and if this one is in doubt as it moves along, you'll see LeBron start to take over and say, you know what? I'm LeBron James. And of all the true big stars in this left in these NBA playoffs, I'm the one who shows up every night. I do it consistently, and I do it consistently better than anybody else. And I'm going to show you exactly why I'm LeBron James. And I think that's what you're going to see. So if the other players not named LeBron James don't come up big tonight, look for a little hero ball late from LeBron, a little more than you normally get. If not, and they're clicking on all cylinders early, he'll continue to facilitate the offense of others, and this will be a laugher. On the other side, we're going to switch gears. We're going to stay with the NBA, but we're going to talk Chicago Bulls. Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune joins us next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Can carpet stand up to wine, chocolate, and even bleach? LifeProof carpet from the Home Depot can. And right now, you can get free installation on any carpet, including LifeProof. That's the carpet, the pad, and the installation. This is the next generation of carpet. Visit your local Home Depot store to schedule a measure today. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid on basic installation through July 27th. Minimum $500 purchase of carpet and pad, U.S. only.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. But now let's go out to our phones where we bring in from the Chicago Tribune. He's Casey Johnson. He covers the Bulls beat. And we're going to talk to him first about Joakim Noah, and then we'll expand this discussion out to talk about the rest of the Bulls. KC, thanks for joining me this morning here on the Spano and Black Attack. Really great to have you aboard.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You know, it was interesting. I read your article in the Chicago Tribune where you talk about Joakim Noah being open to staying in Chicago. Then I read an article in the Chicago Sun-Times literally a minute later, and they say he's as good as gone. Help me separate fact from fiction here and what's really the deal with Joakim Noah?
Well, I mean, pretty much since he ended his season in January for shoulder surgery, we've all been writing that it's likely he's not going to be back. I can't speak for the other story. I can only speak for my reporting. I mean, his agent obviously is doing his job by making sure all his options are open. The Bulls certainly are going to entertain him in free agency and try to bring him back on a short-term deal that makes monetary sense for them. It's the first time in Joakim Noah's 9-year NBA career, going on 10 years, that he'll have been an unrestricted free agent, so he's excited about going through the process. Winning is very important to him. Playing more in a starting role, which he lost last season on the Bulls, is also important to him. So if you're asking me to guess, my guess is he will be elsewhere next season, but his agent obviously wanted to make clear that, you know, he's going to be open and receptive to listening to the Bulls pitch, which, given his ties to the city and his feelings of this franchise, certainly makes sense.
You know, you mentioned a lot in that answer. Number one, you mentioned his love for this city. He loves Chicago. He does a ton of charitable work in the Chicago area. And one of his priorities, not only his charity work, but he also wanted to be one of these one franchise players. He didn't want to be a guy that moved around. Talk a little bit about his affinity for Chicago, his charitable works, and, you know, his desire really to be a one franchise player for his entire career.
Yeah, I mean, Joakim is one of the more genuine athletes I think I've ever covered. I've been covering pro sports for 2 decades, and he's one of the more genuine athletes I've ever covered. And look, his commitment to the city is incredibly real. He's got a foundation here. I know a lot of athletes have foundations. I'm not speaking on those or saying anything that Joe's is better. I'm just saying that his is extremely involved. His mother has moved here to live here and run it. It's active. It's daily. It's at a community center near the United Center. It promotes art. His mother's an artist. It promotes nonviolence issues. He's got a midnight basketball league to help keep kids off the street. He makes unannounced appearances all the time. He's filmed PSAs promoting nonviolence. He's got a website called Rock Your Drop where you can buy a piece of art to, you know, promote nonviolence. He's very involved. I know a lot of athletes are. Joe's got a strong affinity for the city, feels like it's his adopted hometown, and really, really values being drafted by this franchise and the history of this franchise, and has never taken for granted, you know, playing for the Bulls. And, you know, ideally probably would have wanted to be a one-franchise guy, but a lot has happened these last 2 years. Knee injuries, shoulder injuries, and the Bulls' championship window is closed, so we'll have to see what happens in free agency.
You know, the other thing you mentioned in my answer to the question at the very beginning of all of this was losing his starting job. And there seems to be a major disconnect between him and Fred Hoiberg. There's talk that as the season moved on, their relationship was repaired a bit. But what's the situation as far as the disconnect between Fred Hoiberg and Joakim Noah? And for that matter, Joakim Noah and Gar Forman, the general manager, talk a little bit about
you know, his relationship with those two guys, and if that's a big factor in his exit from Chicago.
Well, Joe would answer that question better than me. I'm not going to speak for him on those. I can just tell you what I know about, you know, having been reporting those two stories, but I'm not going to speak for Joe in those situations. What I would say is that, you know, Fred Hoiberg made the decision to start Nikola Mirotic over Joakim Noah and paired Nikola Mirotic with Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah with Taj Gibson. Look, Joakim Noah didn't love not starting, but he's also a team first of a player as I've ever been around. He's genuinely about the team, genuinely about winning. A lot of guys say that. I mean, this guy lives it and practices it. So, you know, when Hoiberg told him that, he's like, cool, coach, let's make this work. Was all on board. And then in that first week of the season, last October, between games 2 and 3, you know, Fred Hoiberg was quoted as saying that it was Joakim Noah's idea to come off the bench, and that's just not accurate. You know, we asked Fred why that happened and why he said that, and he said, you know, well, whatever story you want to believe, and we asked Joe about it, and Joe just flatly rejected and denied it. Not in a bad way, a very, very professional way, just said that's not who I am. What I said is I'll do what's best for the team, but I never said I want to come off the bench. So their relationship did get better as the season moved on. And look, right before he went down to shoulder surgery in January, he was playing more of his traditional role where he was playing 30-some minutes a night, finishing games, creating havoc at the defensive, and rebounding very well. So my sense is if he hadn't gotten injured, that upward trend would have continued. And I think Fred Hoiberg would have ultimately figured out that the lineup was probably better with Joakim Noah closing games. I'm sure that'll play a part in his free agency decision this summer, but I don't think that'll be the main factor.
That's the voice of Casey Johnson from the Chicago Tribune joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Any idea what the market's going to be like for Joakim Noah, number one? And number two, how's he recovering from that shoulder injury?
Right, yeah. I mean, as we all know, the crazy thing about free agency is it's going to be impossible to predict with the amount of money that teams almost all teams are going to have this summer. It's going to be an unprecedented summer, both this summer and next summer, with the huge jump in the salary cap with the new TV deal. So impossible to predict. What I would guess, this is strictly a guess, is I think most teams are going to be talking to Noah about a short-term deal because, I mean, if you just look at the facts, he's had, you know, left knee surgery in May of 2014 and now shoulder separation surgery in January of 2016. Those are two significant injuries. By all accounts, his rehab is going well with the shoulder. You know, he worked hard last summer, the summer of 2015, to address the knee issues. It's the second straight summer he's going to spend out mostly in Santa Barbara, California, at that acclaimed P3 Sports Science Academy that a lot of NBA players use. So, you know, he's committed on getting his body right. But, look, he's 31 years old. You know, this will be his 10th year in the league, and he's had two significant injuries. So just my sense is that most people are going to be talking to him probably more on a shorter-term deal than a longer-term deal.
Well, let's move on from Joakim Noah a little bit because it looks like it's most likely he's moving on from the Bulls. And let's talk about who remains behind in Chicago. And number one, Fred Hoiberg. You know, he was brought in to replace Tom Thibodeau, and they expected a far more freewheeling and effective offense. Well, it may have been far more freewheeling, but it certainly wasn't any more effective. They took major steps back on defense. There looked like an awful lot of disconnect between Coach Hoiberg and some of the star players, including Jimmy Butler. Talk a little bit about the relationship that Fred Hoiberg is enjoying with this roster and if he's starting to grow into an NBA coach that his players can and do respect.
Well, I think this season is going to answer a lot of those questions. I mean, those questions certainly are out after a rocky first season. In retrospect, it seems kind of inconceivable that management hired Fred and made that significant coaching change and then gave him the exact roster that Tom Thibodeau had the previous season. And it became quite clear as the season progressed, the roster didn't quite fit what Fred wanted to do offensively. So to me, it's on management now to try to get the roster more shaped to the ideal philosophy with which Fred wants to implement offensively. And, you know, look, the other thing is guys that were projected to be significant parts of that ideal offensive vision. Guys like Doug McDermott, guys like Nikola Mirotic didn't take the ball and run with it. I mean, they certainly had flashes where they looked really, really good, but they just consistently were not able to produce at the level that you need from frontline NBA starters. So, you know, there are question marks about Fred, but there's also question marks about, you know, the roster that management gave him last summer and, you know, guys that were given opportunities and didn't run with him. So I think there's, you know, equal parts shared blame. And, you know, the spotlight is going to be on Fred this summer to get better. I can just say this about his relationship with players. Players like him. As far as respect, I think that's a valid question. He's got to, I think, got to get better at holding guys accountable. He's said that publicly. And this season will be a test for him.
Well, a couple of more before we let you run here. You talked about this roster and how it needs to be reshaped. Obviously, we're very early, and at this point, you know, organizations can't talk about players they specifically want to target because it's tampering. Plus, you can't believe anything that anybody says because everybody lies. As soon as they open their mouth, what comes out is usually a lie. Who do you see them going after in free agency with the money they have available to kind of shape this roster in the image that Fred Hoiberg needs for them to do what Fred Hoiberg wants to do on the offensive end of the floor?
Yeah, well, just speaking generally, I mean, they seem to get more athletic. They just don't have a lot of guys who break you down off the dribble. And they certainly need to get more athletic. They also need a starting center. I mean, both Pau Gasol and Joakim Noah are unrestricted free agents. They like a young reserve center that they have from Brazil that was kind of a unknown sign. Cristiano Felicio, he closed the season strong. I mean, that's not to say that he's for sure a projected rotation player because it was obviously, you know, kind of garbage time down the stretch, but he certainly athletically showed a lot of promise. So I know they like him. They also like their young big that drafted last June, Bobby Portis. But, I mean, neither of those guys projects to be a starter. So you got to either get Gasol or Noah back or somebody else in free agency. So assuming that, you know, you're targeting a starting center, that's going to eat the majority of their projected $23 million with a cap space. And then I think you're just going to see them try to fill holes around that with, you know, role players. And then the following summer is the summer where they're probably pointing to really trying to make a big splash. You've got Dunleavy, Rose, Gibson, Mirotic all coming off the books. Now, you have to project probably some of those guys are going to be back, but not all of them. So 17 is really where they're going to probably be able to make a big push in terms of reshaping the roster. To me, this is at least two off-season rebuild that they're going to be going through. As we mentioned before, the championship window is closed.
We got about a minute or so left. You mentioned Derrick Rose. He's a shell of his former self. And the fact that you also talked about they need somebody to take the ball off and beat people off the bounce. And that's no longer Derrick Rose. And it seems clear now that Jimmy Butler is not only the unquestioned leader of this team, he's also their best player. What does that ultimately mean to the future of Derrick Rose?
Well, I would dispute all that because I think Derrick remains the only player on the team that can take guys off the dribble. And as far as the shell of his former self, I actually thought he had a fantastic season last year. People kind of forget that he basically played the first 2 months of the season with double vision after suffering the orbital bone fracture first day of training camp. Since January, he played at a very high level. He also was implementing a strategy. I mean, the guy had played 61 games the previous three NBA seasons combined. Last season he played 66, so that's more in one season he had played in the three previous seasons combined. He was trying to get a season under his belt where he, you know, felt comfortable and kind of learned to trust his body again. I think this season, particularly given it's a contract year, I think Derek's going to play at an extremely high level, obviously barring injury. So, look, Jimmy Butler is a fantastic player. He's one of the best two-way players in the league. He doesn't have anywhere near the ability to individually and single-handedly break down defenses like Derrick Rose does. Now, Derrick has to do it at a more consistent level, and I'm not saying he's at that MVP level he was before, but I think if you talk to if you talk to scouts and opposing advanced scouts and stuff like that, who they fear more in terms of designing a game plan, in terms of just sheer athletic ability, it's the answer is going to be Derrick Rose over Jimmy Butler every day of the week.
Well, thanks for the 411. I learned something today. By the way, great insight into the Bulls. Appreciate the few minutes. We'd love to do it again as the offseason unfolds and then we roll into next season, because I think your insight on the Chicago Bulls is terrific. And if you can't get enough, check them out at the Chicago Tribune or on Twitter at KCJ Hoop. KC, thanks so much for a few minutes. Look forward to doing it again real soon.
Okay, thanks for having me on. Take care.
My pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was KC Johnson, Chicago Tribune, joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. On the other side, we'll tie a bow around this Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack and get you ready for Memorial Day weekend. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's wrap up this edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Another great edition. We always bring you the hardest hitting sports talk, the latest news, the most insightful interviews. It's always fun here on the Spano and Black Attack, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Remember, follow me on Twitter at Span56, but most importantly, follow the network here on Twitter at SportsBylineUSA, and take advantage of getting all the latest 411 on what's coming up on Sports Byline, what's next. Also, you can make sure to find out what's coming up on Best of Byline.
It's a two-hour block on weekdays from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's 3 to 5 Pacific time, Monday through Friday. So if there's anything that you missed, like all the great sports talk today, and you want to catch it, go to Best of Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on – go to at Sports Byline, and you'll see what's coming up on Best of Byline.